everyone. Welcome to Real Reiki, Real Life, Real Spirituality. This interactive radio show focuses not only on Reiki, but on all topics of spirituality, as well as self-healing, self-empowerment, through loving and inspiring messages. This show is unique in that you can submit your comments and questions you would like aired and discussed on the show via a recording of your voice by going to www.realreikirealife.com. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me online by going to that same website, which is www.realreikirealife.com. I am your host, Patricia Keene, ready to love, inspire, and serve you today. Hey, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining me again for another podcast episode. And in this episode, we are going to discuss why it is imperative for us as Reiki practitioners, energy workers, and even body workers, such as massage therapists, etc., to disconnect from our client's energy after every treatment. And this can be done whether you are working distantly with a client or in person. And I'm also going to teach you two important energetic ways to disconnect that I use on all of my massage therapy and Reiki clients that can be done anywhere at any time. And the good thing is you do not have to be attuned to Reiki to learn these methods. These are just energy clearing methods that I use. Later on in the instructions that I'm giving with how I clear my space, I will definitely give Reiki instructions on how to do that, but I'm also going to give instructions if you are not attuned to Reiki so that no matter who you are listening to this episode, you'll be able to find something of value for you to apply in your personal practice and in your space. Also, I'm going to produce a YouTube video on how I do this. I'm going to discuss it here in this podcast, but if you need more of a visual of how this is done, I will be putting that video up in the next day or two. So be sure to tune into my Real Reiki Real Life channel on YouTube to access that video if you would like to see how this is physically done. All right, so I like to discuss why I am inspired to do some of the podcasts that I do. In fact, I don't really produce a podcast unless I feel inspired or if I feel guided to talk about a certain subject. So in massage therapy school, I have noticed that students are getting depleted energetically and physically after each client, and they really don't understand why. It's not really my place to go up to them and say, hey, by the way, this is what you can do. You know, I'm not forward in that way. So I don't really go around telling everybody how to do all of this stuff unless they physically ask me how to do it. And I also know from my personal experience in energy work that these students are most likely picking up and taking on some of the energy that their clients are releasing during the massage. And another thing I also noticed lately is that there are a lot of Reiki practitioners or energy workers who were never taught how to do this. And they're not aware that this is something that is affecting them on so many levels. And maybe they're even clients on so many levels. So that's why I felt that it was important to discuss why we need to do this and to help others out there who may be taking on energies that are not their own while doing any kind of energetic or physical body work with clients. So let's talk about first why clearing your space is so important. And then we're going to talk about how to actually clear yourself after every client. The Reiki or body work that you do on yourself and others will only be enhanced if the space you work on is clear. And if you are also clear, you're going to be able to be a more effective channel for the Reiki energy, for your intuitive guidance, for your connection with that client, if you are energetically clear. So as you guys know, stuck or sticky feelings in a space can come from the residue of past experiences. And this can come in the way of clients releasing emotional stuff during their sessions with us. and it can leave kind of a heavy feeling behind in our treatment rooms if we're not clearing our space, if we're not diligent in clearing our space on a regular basis. Most of us in this work are very sensitive to energy. We work with energy. We use it to help ourselves and others. So naturally, we become more sensitive to it when we are doing this work, right? We know when we are in a space that feels good. We know when we are in a space that doesn't feel so good. And most of us in this work identify as empaths or highly sensitive people. Or even if you don't, in this work, you can still take on or absorb other energies that are not yours and not even be conscious about it. Since we as energy practitioners know everything is energy and everything, whether it is alive or not, produces various frequencies. And those frequencies can be high vibrational, they can be low vibrational. Things that can affect the energy in a place can be things like arguments, negative things that have happened in that space. And as mentioned a couple of times already, our clients that release physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual stuff while in our healing space can contribute to all of this heavy type of feeling. And over time, unless this energy is not cleared out, your healing space can feel heavy and just kind of plain icky. And depending on how sensitive your clients are of energy, they'll also be able to feel this in your space as well. And those who are not sensitive to energy will actually feel it on a more subconscious level. So either way you look at it, either way you slice it or dice it, it is actually going to be consciously or subconsciously felt by your clients. And I want to talk about the way we will clear energy in this episode, because there are so many ways to do it. I mean, countless ways, and I can't go into all of them in this podcast. But what I do want to go into is a place where we can do this without having to burn sage, you know, any other kind of method like burning incense or whatever that you would traditionally do to clear space, because sometimes that's not allowed in the practice where you are, in the office space that you are, or maybe you are just sensitive to the smell of burning sage or incense. And most of us just need a fast, effective, simple, and easy way to clear ourselves and our energetic spaces in between clients without some kind of long, drawn-out ritual or meditation. Although nothing is wrong with those methods, when we're seeing clients back-to-back, we simply just don't have the time to sit in a clearing meditation or a long, drawn-out ritual to clear our energetic space. So I want to go over a quick scentless method of how I clear my space with Reiki after each client. And as I mentioned, I will go ahead and adapt this for those who are not attuned to Reiki so that anybody can do this who is listening to this podcast. Before I do that, I want to go over why it is so important to disconnect from your client and clear yourself after every treatment you give. Because when I discuss how to clear your space, I always clear myself first before I clear my space. And it'll make more sense when I go into those instructions if I tell you why it's important to disconnect from your clients first. Okay, so we already know that in the work we do, whether it is Reiki, massage, or some other kind of energetic or bodywork modality, that clients release emotional stuff while being worked on. I've mentioned that several times already, but this is very important to discuss again as I'm talking about disconnecting from clients' energy. So as we know, clients come to us with various ailments, whether it's physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain, whatever it is, it can be easy for the compassionate healer and all of us to want to take away their pain. And even before we place our hands on them, sometimes we can take on the stuff that caused their pain. Or if you are the kind of person who feels others' physical pain, you might even feel it in your own body. So to give an example of this, I want to give you an incident that happened the other day of a lady that I saw in the student clinic for a massage therapy. And again, even though this is massage therapy, this does happen with any energetic work modality that you do. This little lady came in, her whole body was just racked with physical pain. In fact, she had to bring her own pillows, her own blankets, all of those things to make herself more comfortable because of her physical pain. She cannot lay down on a massage table or a Reiki table without significant physical pain. And there are so many reasons why she could be in pain, but we all know that it can stem from a lot of emotional trauma or emotional energy that we have not released. And so what ended up happening was while I was working on her, she was releasing so much during the massage that it was difficult for me to remain grounded and present and to be a neutral healer in that process without going to a place of feeling sorry for her or like, oh my gosh, it is so sad how some people have to live with so much pain, you know, going into that kind of space, that kind of energy of compassion that we would normally feel for our clients. And I'm not saying not to have compassion for your clients. That is an essential ingredient in all that we do. What I'm trying to say is you can have compassion with your clients without actually taking on their energy while having compassion for them. So when she was done with her session, or when I was done with her, when she left, I did feel a little bit heavy inside, even though I was working very hard and I have a ton of experience in managing my own energy field when working on people. When you have especially difficult clients, such as the one that I had, it can be a challenge to keep yourself clear. And I know that how I felt after I worked on her, that I didn't completely keep myself clear. So it took me a little bit longer to actually disconnect from her energy, to clear myself energetically from her. And the awesome thing is I didn't go into that place of after she left my office, constantly wondering about her, worrying about her, thinking of her, all of those things, which really don't do us any good or do our clients any good when we worry over our clients that way. And that was because if we do that, there's an energetic cord that has formed while we were working on them. And that energetic cord is actually what allows us to intuitively know where to place our hands on that person or what that person might need from us as a healing practitioner. And we use that intuitive guidance from that cord that is formed in that person's energetic field to help them. So that cord is actually a good thing that forms because that is what enables us to help that client on a more effective level. So we don't want to put ourselves in a place where we're not forming these cords because they are very important. Now, some people might disagree with me on that, and that's okay. What I have found is that those cords are important as a healer, and that as long as I disconnect and clear and cut them after every session, I'm okay, that I don't suffer any kind of negative feelings or emotions after working on them as long as I do that. So when their session is completed, that energetic cord is still there between us and the person we worked on. And if it's not energetically disconnected in some way, we can feel off or not quite ourselves, depending on the person you worked on and their state of mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual health. There will be some people that you work on and you do form that energetic cord and you feel just fine and lovely and happy and wonderful after working on them. And then there are other people that you work on where maybe the opposite may happen. So, for example, to demonstrate this, I want to ask you, have you ever worked on someone and then after their treatment, for whatever reason that you can't really figure out, you can't stop thinking about them. You can't get your mind off of them long after their session ends. Think about that. I know those of you who practice Reiki, who practice massage, or practice any other kind of energy work modality can think of a time when this has happened. And in fact, again, for those of us who are very sensitive to energy, I'm sure this happens quite a bit for us. So when you find yourself either drained by a client after a session, or you can't figure out why you can't stop thinking about them, or maybe you feel sad, tired, or depleted somehow after their treatment, this is an example of an energetic cord that was formed between you and that client. And just imagine what this can do to our own mind, our own body and spirit, if we do not disconnect from that energy that is not ours. And there is no reason for anybody to get burned out from this work if you can learn how to manage your own energy field, how you can learn to manage your own space while working on people. And in fact, I want to mention, this is not to strike fear into anybody doing this work. There is nothing to fear with doing this work, because we pick up energy wherever we go. We are affected from energy wherever we go, no matter what we are doing. I mean, a prime example that most people can identify with is, think about Walmart, of all places. You go to Walmart, that is a prime example of how you just don't feel good when you are in Walmart. And for whatever reasons those might be, energetically, Walmart is just not a place that most people enjoy being. So strike that from your consciousness if you are feeling fear about working on other people. Because you know what? You're already picking up from other people. Energy work doesn't change that. All it does is make you more conscious of it, and it makes you more conscious of it so that you can learn effective ways that are right for you to manage your own energy and to manage your own energetic field and the spaces that you practice in and live in and work in. Okay, so now that I have hopefully reduced any fear or anxiety that people may have out there in working energetically with people, let's go ahead and move on in how you can apply all of this to your practice. So when I teach my Reiki classes, and again, you don't need to be attuned to Reiki to do this, a simple, easy, yet effective Japanese method that I use is called Kenyoku. And Kenyoku means dry bathing in English, and it's a technique for cleansing your energy before or after any kind of treatment. So wherever you are right now, just envision in your mind how to do this. You don't need to close your eyes or go into meditation or anything like that. Just envision as I'm talking how this is done. So just imagine that you are done seeing your client, you've said your goodbyes, they've left, they feel wonderful, they feel great, all those wonderful things. And as you go back to your space, take one of your hands, it doesn't matter which hand, but the palm of your hand, and just start brushing from your shoulder all the way down to your fingers. And so you're going to just take your palms and just slide them briskly over both arms. And again, it doesn't matter how many times you do it on each arm. It doesn't matter how long you do it on each arm. The important thing is that you start anywhere on your body. And for me, it's always my arms. And so I typically will clear off those places first. And then I go into my heart area, my heart chakra, my solar plexus chakra, and it's just one long sweep of your palms through those areas. And I do this on the back of my body in the places where I can reach and all over my legs. And that entire procedure should not take you more than like 10 seconds tops to do, maybe 15 or even maybe more if you feel like there is a lot of energy that you need to kind of clear off. And then after I do that, I move on to another simple, easy, and effective Japanese energy cutting technique to cut the energetic cords that form between me and the client. And the name of that one is a really interesting name for those of us who are not familiar with the Japanese language, but it's called Jackie Kira Joka Ho. I'm going to say that again. Jackie Kiri Joka Ho. I know the name sounds complicated, but the ritual actually is not. So again, picture in your mind, you've cleared your energy through Kenyoku, as I described. And then after you've cleared your energy, you need to clear those energetic cords. So all you have to do is pretend that you're karate chopping something, like some planks of wood in front of you. But while you're doing that, as you're karate chopping right in front of your energetic field, I always do it in front of my body. I do it to the side of my body. I do it and I just karate chop all over my auric field and my energy field, envisioning and releasing any energetic cords that might have formed between me and my client. Okay, so now that we have cleared ourselves and disconnected from our client's energy, the next step is to actually clear the physical space that we are in. And this could be our treatment room, this could be the office we're in, wherever it is that you treated your client, that needs to be cleared out as well. So what I like to do is I just start with whatever wall in the room that I am guided to. And I will just draw all the Reiki symbols that I feel guided to draw with my hand. I mean, I'm not saying you get a pen and draw on the walls. You just get your palm of your hand that you would use Reiki with, and then just energetically draw with your physical hand whatever Reiki symbols you are attuned to on each wall in the room, and then the ceiling and the floor. And then what I like to do afterwards is draw all the Reiki symbols that I'm attuned to in the center of the room. And then once I have drawn that in the center of the room, I step into the energy of those symbols that I drew in the middle of the room. And once I have done that, if I have time, I will also go around with my palms facing out and just energetically clear anything. So for instance, I will hover my hands and sweep them over the surface of my Reiki and massage table, or I will go to areas of the room and just use my hands to clear out. And I also envision bright, divine, shining light coming through my hands and clearing out that energetic space. And if you're not attuned to Reiki, you don't need to worry about drawing symbols or things like that. All you have to do is use your intention and visualization in your mind's eye as you're going around with your hands, clearing out any energetic energy that may be stuck in your room. You're effectively bringing in divine light into your space. And when you can bring divine light into your space, it clears out anything of a lower vibration that may be stuck there. And your space is going to feel wonderful. Okay, so now that we've done all of this clearing of our space, we've disconnected from our client, we have infused our space with divine light. The next thing that I love to do is go through all of my chakras and draw whatever symbol or symbols you are guided to in each chakra. And you can start with your base chakra, or you can start with your crown chakra. It doesn't matter. What you are effectively doing when you do this is strengthening your own light. You're strengthening your own aura. You're strengthening your own energetic body. And the reason this is so important is that you're filling yourself back up energetically with that divine light, so that when you see your next client, you are strengthened, you are in a wonderful space, and you are less likely to take on any of their stuff. And I know some of you skeptics out there who are new to this might wonder, how can this even work? Like, how can you use these techniques that I've explained, and how is it effective? So I want to ask you, before you completely discard this and write it off as something that doesn't work, try it. It's not going to hurt anything to try it. Try it for a whole day. Be vigilant in doing this before and after every client, and really pay attention to how you feel at the end of the day versus how you would normally feel at the end of the day. And if it helps you, journal the days you do or do not do it. Because if you are a logical and linear thinker, most logical and linear thinkers need more evidence. And I have to mention to you that when I first learned Reiki and was taught these energetic clearing methods myself, I thought they just sounded kind of hokey. because I had zero experience in them and I had not personally experienced the effectiveness of them. So it was easy for me to kind of just write it off and say, ah, that doesn't work. How can it not work? So again, I challenge you, if you are finding yourself skeptical, and that's okay. Skeptics are always welcome. In fact, I love having skeptics in my practice because it's so nice to be able to work with them and see maybe that skepticism change a little bit while I'm working with them. But anyway, that's a topic for another day. Moving on, I want to talk about, a lot of us draw clients who are sensitive to energy in the practice that we do, whether that is body work or energy work, or if we do a combination of both. And maybe you draw clients who are not so sensitive to this energy. But pay attention to when you have done this. I guarantee you will get some clients who will mention that it feels really good in your healing space. And subconsciously, they're just going to know that you feel good. And I also want to mention that the entire process should not take more than 3 minutes to do. And even if you see clients back to back, they can wait the 3 minutes for you to clear yourself and to clear your space before seeing you. And as mentioned, they'll be able to feel it whether they know it or not. Your space is just going to feel more welcoming. It's going to feel lighter. You are going to feel more welcoming. You are going to feel more lighter. And your clients are going to sense and know this. So why wouldn't you want to do this? Why wouldn't you want to provide the best you energetically and the best space energetically for your clients? I hope you guys can see now why clearing yourself and your space after any kind of energetic treatment or body work session is imperative. Please do not skip doing this. It is so easy and so effective to do, and such a short ritual that you can do anywhere, and it will make all of the difference in how you feel, and as mentioned, how your clients feel about you and your space. And again, I want to mention, if the techniques I talked about were hard to envision, or if you are more of a visual learner, I will work on getting a YouTube video up in the next day or two on my Real Reiki Real Life YouTube channel. So be sure to go find me there if you would like to see me demonstrating all of this. And if you already have your own way of energetically disconnecting from your clients or clearing your space, that is awesome. Keep doing what you are doing if that works for you. What I have just provided is to hopefully help give more tools or ways that you can do this for yourself, or for those who have not been doing this, to kind of have a way that they can try for themselves and then maybe eventually develop their own little routine or their own little ritual. The important thing is to put that message out there, how important it is to do this. And I want to leave you in peace, love, light, and wishes for you to be the most effective, light-filled healer that you can be. With that, as always, I am Patricia Keene, reminding you to journey in light and serve with love. Namaste. To interact with us on our show, you can submit any listener questions via email or your recorded voice by going to our website at www.realreikirealife.com and using our interactive recorder to record your question or comments there. Your voice question or email may be featured, answered, and aired on an upcoming episode for a truly interactive experience. We also offer free recorded meditations as well as other free stuff. You can also schedule distant healing sessions with me on our website to help facilitate your healing journey. Until next time, I am your host, Patricia Keene, reminding you to always journey in light and serve with love.